Morning, it's Friday morning, it's Ness Andrews and it's Life Church Daily Podcast. Well, don't you just love a Friday? And I guess it's no surprise, therefore, that the fruit of the Spirit today that I've chosen to speak about is joy. And I've been reading in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "The Lord your God is in your midst. He will exult over you with joy. He will quiet you in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." And, you know, I still find it staggering that I bring Jesus's joy, but that we were created for his joy. And it was for the joy set before him that you and I come into his family and that he went to the cross. And if we look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And sometimes it's really hard, isn't it, to actually feel Jesus's joy, particularly if we're not in a good place or in a very insecure place in our lives. And often you might be like me, you might find that somebody pays you a compliment and we just sort of pass it off as if, yeah, whatever, you know, somebody will say, "Oh, you look really pretty today." And you're like, "Yeah, just being nice." Or, "Oh, that looks good on you." And you're thinking, "Yeah, but I could do with losing a few pounds." And so it's very easy to sort of pass compliments, pass kindness, pass things away that can give us an inner joy. And often it's hard also to use that in terms of our relationship with God. You know, God could, you know, we know that God loves us because he created the world. And God, it says in the Bible, in John 3:16, "God so loved the world." And so you and I are included in that. But it's very easy to use that in a passive tense and not to actually apply that to us personally. And we also see that a little bit in Song of Songs. When we look at the Shulamite bride, when she's told she's the most beautiful among women, and that's in verse 8, and she feels that because she's been out in the fields looking after the sheep, and so she's been darkened by the sun, that she's not very beautiful. And so she tells them not to look at her. And of course, this isn't a good example of how to receive a compliment. And if we take the spiritual interpretation that she represents the bride of Christ, so that's us, then we could well do to learn from her mistakes, couldn't we? And certainly I could. I guess sometimes we just get a little embarrassed by people complimenting us or thinking that we give joy to the Lord. And earlier this year, I remember at the Pioneer Conference having a prophetic appointment. And one of the scriptures that was prayed over me was Psalm 30, verse 5. And I'd not heard this before. And it said that the guy who said it had reminded him that that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I looked into this psalm a little bit more and the definition of that. And it's really talking about God's discipline and how the psalmist reminds us that the sorrows we face in this life are sometimes only temporary, just a season, you know, these difficulties or battles that we're in. And as painful as the season may be, it is only a season because life has its ups and downs and its twists and turns. And although we may suffer through a dark night, the morning will come. And we know with morning, what comes with morning? You got it, light. And in the same psalm in verses 11 and 12, it sheds more light on this idea. So it says, "You turned my wailing into dancing and you removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord, my God, I will praise you forever." And I guess we are to sing to God and worship and praise him. And when we do this, then our spirits are uplifted and joy comes. And another thing I do when I'm feeling a little bit down or not really in a joyous mood is there's a song by King & Country and it's called Joy, funnily enough. And it starts with joy, 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 joy in my heart to stay. And I just really blast that out and somehow, I don't know how, it just manages to really change my mood set. So maybe check that one out if you have moments where joy isn't high on your agenda when you wake up in the morning, or the kids have just driven you nuts, or you know you've got to face an awkward meeting. Anyway, I hope and pray you have a joyful weekend, and just can use some of these scriptures just to remind you of how God loves you and how he sees you and how he rejoices in you as you go over the coming days and weeks ahead. Bye.